Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get there, to subscribe to my free newsletter. And guess what, folks? We got a bunch of new stuff coming up on the website. And that's all I'm going to tell you, but I'm really excited about it. We are here at Small Business Network. We're excited about some of the new stuff that's going to be going on our website, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. I just wanted to tease you just a little bit about it. But don't forget, while you're at my site today, if you haven't already, subscribe to my free newsletter, and check out all the other things, including the archives, the past shows that we've conducted with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Andrea Nirenberg. Andrea is the author of Nonstop Networking. She's the president of the Nirenberg Group, which provides training in sales, customer service, presentation skills, especially networking. She helps us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Happy New Year. Yeah, right. You too.
That's right. It's going to be a great year.
I think so, too. I mean, and I mean that. You know, a lot of times people like you and me have to say that at the beginning of the year. But this year, I mean it.
Oh, I do, too. I don't know. It just seems like it's going to be a perfect year. Everybody's really re-energized, ready to go to work, ready to start putting things into action. And I know people who've already said to me, 6 days into the new year, you know what? I've actually started working on my goals.
Good for them.
And sticking with them.
You know, we had all the stuff before and during and after 911.
Exactly.
It wasn't just 911. We had a lot of other stuff going on. Corporate fraud. We had, we've had lots of stuff. And then for about 2 or 3 years, we were all kind of down in the mouth, and then 2004 was a breakout year, but we weren't quite sure how things were going to go. But now it's official. We're in a new economic expansion, and I think 2005 is going to be the year when we actually mark it as not a leap year, because that's next year, I think. But
yeah.
But anyway, it's a year when things really took off.
Exactly. And, you know, when we talk about networking and, you know, creating great connections, I'm so happy that I met you and through my friend Lois, I think, almost,
yep,
didn't I?
Yep, Lois Geller.
And then I put you in touch with Scott Swedenberg.
Absolutely. Yes, Scott was on just a few days ago.
I know, and he was so sweet. He wrote me a note and said, thank you again, which is what the key thing is, keeping people in the loop and always remembering to say thank you. He's a real pro at that.
Well, it's all about... And I keep saying this over and over again, and my audience they're starting to roll their eyes now, Andrea, because they know what I'm about to say. In the 21st century, the secret to success, especially for small business, one of the big secrets is building communities and keeping those communities maintained.
I agree, and that's what it's all about. And that's so interesting because I say the same thing when I talk about networking. People say, well, I only have to network when I need a job or when I need business.
Mm-hmm.
I say, no. Build communities in all aspects of your life because it's just like diversification. You know, we have networks in our home life, in our church, your synagogue, in our activities that we have. There's so many different pockets of communities, and people don't realize that those are opportunities.
That's the thing that I'm trying to get across too, Andrea, and I'm glad to hear you say that, is that we have multiple communities.
Oh yeah.
And it's sort of like it sort of reminds me of of a chain that's not a linear chain, but like chain mail. It's lots of little circles, but sometimes they overlap.
Exactly. Totally.
And the thing, one thing I wanted to say about what you said a minute ago, developing and maintaining your communities through one of the things that you talk about a lot, through networking, is not a means to an end. It's a way of life.
Exactly. It's a regular pipeline.
It has
continual.
To be.
It's always. And it's funny, yesterday I had lunch with my first boss. Can you imagine? That's a
really?
Long time ago. Yes.
So what was that, 6 years ago,
Five years ago, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And she's now... in a retirement community, that puts it into perspective. Wonderful woman. I love her dearly. And it was so funny because she said to me, you know, she and her husband live in this community where they've just developed a whole new network. because they can walk down, they can go, they have 80 different committees and clubs and like that. I said, I'll move in. They have so many things going on. She says, it's such an opportunity where you can just walk down the hall and, you know, sit down and start talking to somebody, and people are open and friendly.
Well, what you're saying is it's the human nature to be that way, to do
exactly.
those things.
Exactly.
And, why is it that when we get in business that we think we have to be so serious and we have to, everything has to be so linear and you know, step B can't come until after step A and all that. Why do we do that and almost take the fun out of it?
It's almost the same as when we were kids. Remember when we were little kids and we would
I seem to remember being a kid.
Yeah, we remember. And we used to be, we'd walk up to other kids and we'd play with them at the recess ground, you know, at the camp with school grounds and everything. Mm-hmm. And we'd talk to people. But as soon as we got older, we stopped talking. It's like we stopped smiling. You know, a lot of the things, you know, we all of a sudden get this this kind of barrier that comes down.
Do you think it's because in the 20th century, I wonder if it's because we have said to ourselves, we've conditioned ourselves to believe that everybody we look at in the marketplace is either a customer or a competitor.
Interesting point.
What do you think? I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Everybody I look at is a customer or a competitor, I'm going to have I'm only going to have two attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I look at everybody, regardless of what they actually turn out to be, as a member of my community, somebody that I can help or that they can help me, and
exactly.
that we can do this together, if I look at everybody that way, with sort of one way of looking at folks, that kind of changes things, doesn't it?
It does. It's just like when I always say, every time you meet someone, it's an opportunity to learn from them or be a resource. So it's all about giving and just learning. Learn. If you can say, every day I'm going to learn from everybody I meet, and we meet people sometimes we don't even like or respect, we can learn mm-hmm. what not to do by observing.
But you know, Andrea, I'm seeing the sea change out there, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And it doesn't even seem to be all that conscious.
No.
It's not like everybody I'm seeing has read your book, you know, and you know, I know most of them have, but many of them haven't. And I'm seeing people behave a little differently. Less like customers and competitors and more like people
and communicating.
And communities.
And just learning.
Yeah.
Because this has been around forever. It's just common sense. I always say it's common sense. It's just not common practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple. It's idea. And especially for people that listen to the show, small business owners, people that are every day creating new communities, developing new relationships, and maintaining them. It's all about bonding and together.
And see, this is another reason why I'm still saying, I was saying this in the 20th century, the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. We're going to be right back with our good friend Andrea Nirenberg. She's got some New Year's ideas for networking for us when we come back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Say that it lasts just as the time bell rings. Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Lansingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrea Nirenberg, the author of Nonstop Networking. Andrea, give us your website and tell us where your book's available.
Okay. The website is www.selfmarketing.com.
Selfmarketing.com. What do we find when we get there?
Find all kinds of articles, information, tips, and people can sign up for my tip of the month, which goes electronic, and my web quarterly newsletter. And it's all filled with not commercial things at all. It's just really like things that you can use to put into action to help build your business.
And there are five archives.
Yes.
Of yours, visits, past visits that you've had with us on the show. And so, folks, I encourage you to go back. The good thing about those archives, you can go back and read what we talked about to see if it's something of interest to you.
And I always tell people to go there.
Good. I hope you do, because that's a resource that's available for free to anybody who's a small business owner or wants to be. Compliments of Andrea, compliments of me, and compliments of our great sponsors.
And all of your people. All the people you have on there are wonderful, because I've directed so many people and gone to so many myself. You learn something every time you go back and listen to those shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us, now, your book's available wherever books are sold.
Well, we hope. And it's Amazon, I always find.
They can order it, though, can't they?
Always order it from Barnes & Noble or Borders or any of those.
Or your favorite little bookstore in the corner of your little community there.
Absolutely. I wish they would all have them. And some people have told me that they've ordered, but I always say you can always go to Amazon or something like that to get it direct.
Well, and Andrea's picture is on the cover, folks. Yeah. That's worth the price of the book.
Oh, yeah, right, aren't you a sweetheart?
Andrea, give us
some tips for you.
Some 2005 networking tips.
Okay, number one, I will respond to everyone in a timely manner. And what I mean by that, return phone calls and emails within 24 hours. And too many people say, oh, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow and next day. No. We have every piece of equipment available today with our cell phones, with our BlackBerries, with everything that we have. Return, call. It's courteous, and it's also an opportunity to connect with another person. Number two, offer sincere appreciation to people. And the word is sincere. Say thank you to people, and also say thank you for you're saying thank you. Thanks for staying at work last night extra to work on that project. Mm-hmm. Or thank you for referring me or doing something. And really show honesty and sincerity, because people will do more to help each other when they see that they're being, you know, remembered and appreciated.
There's a commercial out, as you've probably seen, where people get themselves into a real bind, and then they say thank you, and they're completely forgiven. Have you seen that commercial?
Oh, of course I have. The big city banks.
They kind of make it like it's a joke, but let me tell you something, folks. Thank you is maybe the most powerful words you can say.
It is in the marketplace. It is. Thank you is the two most powerful words, because
my wife would say, "Here's a diamond," but in the marketplace, thank
like
you
that.
is a biggie.
Absolutely right. Three, better communication is going to be a priority. It's like you have to really listen to people, and I think I always say, start to really listen to the other person. Don't just hear them, listen to them.
So I read something the other day that I don't know, maybe I'd seen it before, but I'm so glad I saw it again if I did see it before. And it asked this question: are you listening or are you just waiting to speak?
Exactly.
Isn't that something? Now, buddy, poke you right between the eyes and say, you know, what are you doing here? Are you really listening to this person, or is it all about you and you just can't? You're just waiting to speak.
Exactly. And, you know, I bet everybody that's listening today could say they can catch themselves throughout the day when they're not listening to somebody.
I'm guilty of this.
We've all done it, and that's one that could be a great resolution, because we go to school on this kind of stuff every single day. But it's an opportunity to really connect with the other person, and you pay them the highest form of respect and flattery when you take the time to listen to people.
You know, folks, if you'll start doing some of the things Andrea is recommending, you'll be amazed. I mean, if you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't have any communities. Where are my communities? I don't know how to do this. If you'll start doing some of the stuff Andrea's talking about, all of a sudden you'll start having communities.
They're everywhere. They create them. You're everywhere you go, even when you stop off
and get your soda, your coffee
in the morning.
They'll find you.
Yes, when you go to the coffee, when you walk into your cafeteria at your office, or when you go to your local, wherever people congregate and meet. It's just everywhere. Four, I will better appreciate everyone's uniqueness. And I think that's a key one, because a lot of times we realize that people are different, but we don't know how to communicate with them. And the thing is to be flexible and to learn to talk to people in their language.
Yeah, and I struggle with this one.
I know. It's a tough one, because, you know what, it's easier to do kind of the way we want. But one of my key things is find out, and this is something I'm doing. I started it already, and I continually work at always asking someone, what's your preferred method of communication? You know how some people are email people, other people are voicemail, some people just want face-to-face. I mean, again, that's hard to do face-to-face all the time. But if you ask people even, are you more email, are you more voicemail, or when you connect with them, if some people are bottom line and you're more like you want to go through every step, remember, you're communicating with them. See, on the other hand, if you're more on bottom line, but they're like, I want to go this way or that way, you have to follow suit.
Flesh it out a little bit, yeah.
It does, but we also...
No, you're right, I'm glad you're mentioning that, because we do need to pay attention to the kind of personality of the person we're dealing with, don't we?
Yeah, because if not, it's we turn them off in a way we don't even know why we're turning them off. Mm-hmm. And we've all done it, right?
Absolutely. Andrea, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
www.selfmarketing.com.
Andrea, we're going to have a better 2005 because of you.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
And you're coming back, right, real soon.
I love to. Take care, Jim.
Thank you, Andrea.
Bye-bye.
Andrea Nirenberg, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Nonstop Networking. Whatever Andrea does is top shelf, so check it out. Quick break, right back with our good friend Steve Martin. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know, the night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.